The Final Four for the NCAA men's basketball tournament is set. Maryland and Kansas, who were expected to make it to the Georgia Dome in Atlanta this Saturday, will meet in one semifinal. Oklahoma will meet Indiana in the other semifinal. The national championship game is a week from tonight. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
I hope you did better on your Oscar picks than your Final Four.
Well, let me put it this way. I probably have more luck on Oscar picks and on basketball picks because, as you know, I get everything wrong. But we've got two of the teams that we expected in the Final Four, Kansas and Maryland, and I think that will be one of the great Final Four games ever played between those two teams because, A, they're probably the best two teams in the country with Oklahoma just a tiny shade behind, and, B, the up-tempo style that they play, I wouldn't be surprised to see a 97-94 game.
Isn't your alma mater supposed to be in this game defending its championship?
According to the experts, they were supposed to be there. But if you had talked to Mike Krzyzewski last December when they were still undefeated, as I did, you wouldn't be that surprised by what happened on Thursday night. Indiana deserved to win that game. It was a tougher team. It out-rebounded Duke inside throughout the game. It made plays when it was behind. And as has been the pattern with this Duke team, with no Shane Battier, last year's National Player of the Year, to make key plays under pressure, Duke did not make key plays under pressure, and that's why it lost. And really, if you had followed them throughout the season, it wasn't that big a shock.
So Indiana coach Mike Davis is out of Bob Knight's shadow now.
I'm not sure anybody will ever be out of Bob Knight's shadow in the state of Indiana. But he's certainly taken giant steps to get out of that shadow. To be in the Final Four in his second season, especially given the way he came into the job amidst all that controversy when Knight was fired in September of 2000, and with a lot of Indiana people still convinced that Bob Knight should be the coach there, he's done remarkable work. His players have done remarkable work to deal with that transition, to come around to supporting Davis as completely as they have, and they very much deserve their spot in the Final Four. They may not be the best team in the Final Four, but they are very much the best story in the Final Four.
Think the Hoosiers can beat Oklahoma?
I think they'll have to have another three-point shooting night like they did against Kent State on Saturday when they were 15 for 19 from outside, because Oklahoma is a great defensive team. They will more than match Indiana inside, unlike Duke. Indiana will have to have a great shooting night, and Tom Coverdale, their guard who sprained an ankle on Saturday, will have to be healthy.
I think Coach Williams will go to the final game.
You're always out on those limbs. Roy Williams, Kansas, Gary Williams, Maryland, no relationship except for the fact that they're both members of the coaching fraternity and therefore a little bit strange, have been very successful coaches for a long, long time. Both have been to the Final Four before, Roy Williams twice, Gary Williams last year. Neither has a national championship. Both are obsessed with winning the national championship. And it's kind of sad that one of them will walk out of that game and next weekend still with people doubting them because they haven't won a national championship, because each of them is a great coach.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.